Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Miss Mandy has a real love of men in panties. I don't know, there's something so sexy about those silky, pretty lingerie on men. I mean, I don't know why they make men wear those ugly cotton jockey shorts. I never liked those. And I really don't know why, like, Victoria's Secret makes little jockey shorts for girls. I think they're sort of silly looking. Like, why would you want to wear men's underwear when I don't even want men to wear men's underwear? I love lace and nylon and, oh, you know, those synthetic fabrics, those microfabrics that are so sheer and black and pink and all those great colors. And I like sexy lingerie too. I like crotchless panties and garter belts and nylons and demi bras and corsets. I mean, you would not believe how much lingerie I possess and always have. And, you know, I seem to send a lot of my lingerie out, and I can always use more lingerie for any of you naughty boys out there that want to go panty shopping for me. In any event, I do have a new panty boy who is slowly but surely becoming addicted to Miss Mandy. I love this panty boy. He's very sweet, and he's got an enormous panty collection, 700 and counting. I mean, I can't imagine where he keeps all these. I'd love to see pictures of chests of drawers overflowing with panties. And he says he's got all-in-ones, and he's got, like, Vanity Fair briefs. And, you know, I was even telling him I had a pair that I, well, never mind. If any of you want to hear about it, I'll tell you. But getting back to my panty boy in the Midwest, he originally emailed me and told me that he had this giant panty collection, which totally piqued my interest. And he also had a strap-on fantasy, and he was wearing pink ruffled Roomba panties when he called me. Plus the fact, he told me he was going to go panty shopping, and he thinks that the girl at Macy's would probably think the lingerie is for him. We had a couple of really hot sessions, and I will be posting more about my panty boy. He wants me to train him, and I plan on doing so. And, you know, I love teasing him with my strap on. And, you know, he's very brave, a lot braver than some, may I add, because I told him I wanted him to eat his cum, and he did so. So that was rather daring and exciting. So, all you panty boys out there, tell me about your panties like my Midwestern panty boy just did, and maybe I can make you come as hard as I made him come. I gotta tell you something. I know for a fact that my panty boy, my new panty boy, had a lot of fun, and I plan on making his clitty explode again in the near future. Isn't that right, panty boy? Mwah! From Mistress Mandy Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.